This podcast brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
Hello, everyone. This is Paul Bird of Riley reporting from Sound and Fun 2015 at Lakeland, Florida. I'm with Rod Rakic of Open Airplane. Rod, you've been working this program for what now? I guess a couple years. Now you've got a number of operators out there who are offering, it's kind of a nationwide rental program. Tell us where you are with setting those things up and how this business is progressing.
Thanks, Paul. When we launched Open Airplane in June of 2013, we launched with only 6 locations and just 24 aircraft. We're now offering over 280 aircraft available in the rental network of that 33 different types of aircraft at 83 locations around the United States, and we're adding more every month. We've just crossed over 9,200 pilots signed up to fly with us across the Open Airplane network.
Is there a critical mass here in terms of operators and pilots? Because that 9,200 is a pretty good size number.
Yeah, we think that there's a network effect. We're seeing utilization of the network grow faster than the number of locations in the network, so we see that network effect now starting to happen. In fact, our March numbers compared to 2014, year over year, were just past 250% growth in flight hours flown and revenue through the system.
So tell me about the spread of airplanes here. What kind of options? What's the most predominant airplane? I'm going to guess it's a Cessna 172?
Yes, Cessna 172 is very much the predominant aircraft across the network. It's the lingua franca of the training world. The steam gauge round dial 172 gives you the most opportunities across the U.S. We also do have a number of glass cockpit airplanes, Cessna 172s with G1000, because early on Cessna Aircraft was an endorser of the program. We're an endorsed partner with Cessna, and so many of their CPCs, their Cessna Pilot Centers, who have that kind of more modern equipment are now in the network, and so that's probably number two. Now, what's growing quickly is Cirruses in the network. Last fall, Cirrus Aircraft endorsed Open Airplane and integrated us into their training program so that pilots who are compliant with the factory training program, where they're flying with a qualified CSIP every 6 months without doing any additional paperwork, without doing any more flying, get rental privileges of the same make model Cirrus across our network. And we just crossed our first dozen operators across the country are offering Cirruses. We started with really single-engine Cessnas, and now we're growing to light twins. We have some twins in the network, all the way down to tail draggers. You can get checked out in a tail dragger now and complete a universal pilot checkout and then go fly a similar tail dragger somewhere else in the country without having to do that local checkout. And people are having fun with that.
Now, as I recall, when you launched this, you had an online component to this. I assume that has been improved and overhauled?
Yeah, so we continue to make finding aircraft easier. We now have openairplane.com really is the way you get to finding where the aircraft are available for rent, what the details are. You make the reservation request through that, and then you pay for it when you're done. So there's no more standing in the lobby of the flight school and fighting with the credit card machine anymore. You're using the credit card that you have on file. So we're taking away a lot of the friction of renting airplanes. We're making access easier, and we're doing that all through openairplane.com. You can go to that on any device, a smartphone, a tablet, a desktop. It all works the same.
So you're not quite 2 years into this, but you will be soon. In that 2 years, what have you learned that you didn't expect to learn?
We've learned a lot. We've definitely been learning from the pilots who fly with us and the operators who are part of this community. We're very much excited about the response that the pilots have had, but also the community, the folks that are running flight schools, that are running flying clubs, that are running FBOs, who want to do a better job of servicing the community and then looking to us for best practices. How is this situation handled at other flight schools? I don't talk to a lot of flight school owners if I'm in my, neck of the woods. It's an industry that doesn't get to connect, and we're seeing the challenges and we're seeing the opportunities across the U.S., and that's something that we're trying to bring back, those best practices across the network that we're building.
Okay, well, it sounds like it's working out pretty good. We'll keep an eye on it and maybe talk to you a year from now or at Oshkosh.
We'll keep flying. Thanks, Paul.
This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from Sun and Fun 2015. We've been speaking with Rod Rakic of Open Airplane. Thanks for listening.
This podcast brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.